It's not what it says. And I know we've talked about that before. It says, our Father who is in the heavens. There's an article, the, and there is an S. It's plural. And to tell you very quickly, the phrase kingdom of heaven appears 32 times in the book of Matthew. It took so long, which I was going to do it last week and couldn't do that. I was going to do it this week and we're doing this instead because God just has to have his way. One time, it's not even in the text. The other 31 times, it does not say kingdom of heaven. Every single time, it says kingdom of the heavens. How can that be? I look at Julie and I get exasperated because I'm thinking, I don't know nothing. You know, I don't have letters. I have no alphabet around my name, but I can read. And I can look in the Greek and see this is plural. And I go dig through there to make sure it's right every single time. Why do you care? When you say, close your eyes. Trust me, I won't hurt you. Close your eyes. Say, our Father in heaven. Look at what you see. Okay, refresh. Open your eyes. Okay, close them again. Our Father in the heavens. Do you see something different? Yes. Harold. The people up there are going, what happened? I don't know. Harold be thy name. Every morning before I get up, before I get out of the bed, I speak those words. Jesus said, when you pray, say. Okay? So I can do that. So I do. Going back to my youth, we did it in school when I was a kid. I got away from it for decades. I got back into it, right? And when I pause and say, our Father in the heavens, and you stop. And in your mind, with your eyes closed and your hands raised, you can see the expanse of everything all around and realize all of that is him. You can't go anywhere he's not. I mean, just... instead of our Father in heaven, like that, like he's located. No, he's not. You know, how can that be? Well, he has a throne in heaven, yeah, and he's there too. How does that work? Yes, I can testify to that too. My brother-in-law and I went diving and did something none of you should ever do, which is to go to 285 feet on a wall in the Caribbean. And I can testify as you're sucking in the nitrogen that God is, when you look out on those mountains of coral and the cliff below, God is there. The Psalms are ringing out through your head. It's a wonderful experience moving along. Now, so we spend a lot of time being accurate. This darkness, they're two words. We look, we see darkness. There are two words. One of them is skotia, the other one is skotos. Those are two different words. And yet when we look, all we see is darkness. And when you dig into these words, that accuracy, the picture begins to be formed in you. When it says that God is light, first of all, let's back up a little bit. When you look at the New Testament, 51 times the word darkness is used. There's a total of three. One is a verb, and the other two times are the adjective that comes out of skotia. Then you have another word called zaphos. Now, zaphos is used four times, And two times it's translated blackness. And that's accurate. Every time the word Zophos is used, what it's talking about is like eternal judgment, damnation, outer blackness, like ship your saddle home and it ain't coming back, okay? So you push that aside, you've got these two words, skotia and skotas, skotas. Now, when you see God is light and in him is no darkness, that's skotia. It's used 16 times, and 14 of those times, John wrote it. Okay? And only two times is it actually physical. Like when Mary and the ladies were going to the tomb early on Sunday morning, it said it was dark, is what many translations say. That's this word, skotia. King James translates it darkness. It was in darkness. Okay? What this word means, both of these words have the idea of obscurity, but this word is dimness. Okay? Dimness. So in other words, it's not black. It's like twilight, or in the evening as the sun's barely, you know, it's gone down, but it's still not out, right? Hadn't gotten all the way to night yet. That's this word. There is no dimness in God. When God's light shines, wow, yeah, there is no dimness in him. There's no lack of clarity in him. When you come in face to face with him, you see it all. It's all there. There's no, when you fellowship with that, it's like, you know, I mean, the thing that comes to my mind, y'all remember when you were a kid? Actually, some of you are still kids. Did you ever do this? You ever take a magnifying glass, like burn something? An ant? Yes, I was going to leave that off because of cruelty to animals. You focus the energy, the light of the sun on something and it starts burning. Well, there ain't no dimness, okay? It's full force. That's what it says. When God is light, there's no dimness. There's nothing dim about him. Then the next verse says, but if we say we have fellowship with him and we walk in darkness, this is the word used more times. 32 times, it's skotas, and it again starts with obscurity, but this is a different word. This word means shadiness.